My family, on my mother's side now, they are wanting me to get into our genealogy and go trace it back, but I don't have time.
That caught time and travel and all this kind of thing?
And there was a lady in there today who was telling me she's made 5 trips to Kentucky within the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling us about asking what we charge to Xerox things, you know, or to get copies. We have a machine up there in the local history, what we call it's Huntsville Heritage, supposed to be. But of course, being a native, that is another thing, and that's what Mr. Watson was talking about the other day. He says, now you and Ms. Russell, Mrs. Russell, who is head of this department, she was 79 years old today. But she is just as quick as she can be. She hasn't lost any of her vim and vigor. She's a widow, and she loves history.
Mm-hmm.
She loves genealogy.
She's
ideal up there, of course, and she's a native. And so when we get up there a lot of times, you know, and get that bunch of youngsters around us, and we start talking about things that have happened here in Huntsville, it's just, that's all she wrote. We don't get through with breaks, of course.
I can imagine. What about a person who sits in a courtroom behind the bench and wears the black robes?
Judge.
Okay. And a woman who takes dictation and does typing as a...
Well, stenographer.
Okay, or just a general...
Typist. General...
Secretary.
Secretary, okay. Of course.
And Sanders, that has the Kentucky Fried Chicken place, is what Sanders?
Colonel Sanders.
Okay. The man in charge of a ship is called the what?
Captain.
Okay. Huntsville, what's the chief office, civic office in Huntsville?
Mayor.
Okay, and then you have a what, city council?
City council, mm-hmm.
A woman who performs in the movies or on the stage is a what? You say she's...
Star.
Okay, or you ever, a man would be an actor, a woman would be...
Actress, okay. Of course.
A person born in this country, his nationality is what?
American.
Okay. You ever hear any terms for somebody who's from way out in the country who never gets to town very frequently? You ever hear him call a
hick?
Hick, right, okay. Yeah, we take a lot of kitten beef from hicks in Tennessee.
I know you do. I told Gene, I told you that his nephew, you know, is up there.
Yeah.
In Bidney. And he was at the funeral, of course, with his mother being buried. And I told him that I had talked with you. And that you were from Hickson, and he said, well, did he tell you that had been a hick town, sure enough, Aunt Elizabeth? I said, yes, he sure did. I said, that was one of the first things he told us at the meeting.
Right.
When
Hickson is, well, it's not very big now, but it's 3, 4, 5 times as big as it used to be, I guess.
Well, he says it's an awfully nice little place.
It is very nice.
They like it very much.
If you were getting ready to go somewhere and you weren't quite ready and somebody was waiting on you, you'd say, I'll be there in...
What? Just a minute.
Okay.
That's what I tell this girl that works with me. I never ask her and say, Elizabeth, let's go break. Just a minute.
Somebody might say, well, I'm not going to do that. You might say, well, I'm not...
Either.
Okay. This part of
your... A lot of people say either.
I've heard people... What'd you say?
I said a lot of people say either.
I've heard people
know.
Say either, but I don't think it's a native thing around here.
No, I know it isn't.
What about this part of your head is called what?
Forehead.
Okay. And on top of your head you grow what?
Hair.
Okay. And if a man doesn't shave, he grows a...
Beard.
Okay.